Welcome to this extraordinary meeting held on the 8th of February 2022. Declare the meeting open at 9:04. The prayer. Almighty God, we humbly ask you to grant your blessing on this council, direct and prosper our deliberations to the advancement of your glory and the true welfare of the people of our Shire and Australia. Amen. Acknowledgement to country, recognition of our traditional custodians, the Anawan people. Your Shire Council recognises the traditional custodians of the land on which we meet and acknowledges Aboriginal elders past and present. We extend their respect to other Indigenous Australians who may be present at this meeting today. This meeting is webcast, and the recording, the audio recording will be available following the meeting. At this stage, I understand that Councillor Burrows will list as an apology. So can I have a mover and seconder that we accept her apology? Councillor Doran, Councillor Petroff, thank you. All those in favour? The remaining 8 councillors agreed with that. To break slightly on normal protocol, the General Manager's asked if I request the Manager of Planning to make some opening statements, and then from that, any councillors who wish to determine whether they have a pecuniary or non-pecuniary interest and how they want to deal with that may be able to make their decision. So we won't need that at this stage, but we will once the meeting commences. So thank you, General Manager.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So if I could just ask the Manager of Planning and Development just to give a bit more of an overview of where the thinking is up to with the report before us and some of the considerations that Council will need to get into. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, through the Chair. So we submitted an EOI in November 2021 for the Street to Shared Spaces program. Now, we've had some feedback from the community and from the Department of Planning in relation to the expression of interest. So the recommendation is that Council not apply for the grant due to the estimated $15,000 a year annual operational expenditure, but we have prepared a scope and a budget should councillors decide to proceed with the application. So based on the feedback from the Department of Planning, it has very much been scaled back to a trial of 3 footpath parklets and some markets, some artisan markets in Hill Street. Now, the proposal, if the application is to go ahead, is for the markets in Hill Street to be on the southern side next to Subway and extending around about 35 metres east along Hill Street. And that was determined due to traffic considerations. Normally parklets are established on roadways where they take up car parking spaces, but based on previous feedback from the community and feedback we've had during this consultation, we've elected to put the parklets on the footpath. Now, it should be noted that the businesses that we have selected can establish these parklets themselves with an application through council. But it should be noted that the Streets of Shared Spaces is very much a trial to determine community acceptance for the installations. Now, the 3 footpath parklets very much basically got one at either end of the CBD and one in the middle. So there'll be Michael's Cafe, the brewery and the Pie Mechanic. Yeah. That's all. Thank you.
Thanks, Matt. Thanks. If I could perhaps just add the other, I guess, couple of components we're hoping if the department, if council want to go ahead and if the department agree, was to take the opportunity to try and get, say, 2 to 3 additional matching street trees or close to matching street trees towards the northern end, just to get a bit more shade into the main street. So one of the drivers, I guess, behind this grant is trying to get people to use that street space more. I think it's all part of response to drive the economic activity, but also to encourage people to stay outside in terms of social distancing. And at this southern end, there's already some crossovers between our existing garden beds across the gutter in a couple of places, and we're just proposing to improve those to see whether opposite, sort of near Melrose and near the tuck-in takeaway, that would just enhance that bit of footpath space. So they're the sort of trial type things, and obviously if that's effective, then council could look to do more of that further up and down the street area. So, Mr. Mayor, hopefully that gives a little bit more of an overview and assists councillors to determine back at part six whether they have interests they want to declare.
Yeah. Councillor O'Connor.
Mr. Mayor, in order to establish the degree of my conflict, there is definitely a conflict of interest. I had 4 questions, one of which has been answered. My other questions are, what are the eastern and western boundaries of the CBD within the scope of the proposed application? That's the first question, if I could have an answer to that. Is it Queen Street and Maitland Street, or is it only one of them?
Mr. Mayor, through the chair, just Maitland, if you were to go west, otherwise it's Bridge. It's up and down Bridge Street.
What's that?
It's just up and down. I guess the main points are Bridge Street and east to Maitland.
And east to Maitland. If you close off east to of Bridge Street to Maitland, where is the proposed additional parking going to be?
The proposed additional parking?
Where will that area occupies parking? You put the markets there. Where will the parking be?
Yes, so Mr. Mayor, it's just proposed to be the southern, like single lane side of Hill Street, so just adjacent subway. So I'm not sure if the manager planning knows how many car parks that would affect.
No.
Through the chair, I'm not sure offhand, but the distance from the pedestrian walkway headed sort of south-east along Hill Street is only 35 metres maximum, so it finishes before the driveway that heads down to the car park behind the CBD. So the amount of car parks that it will lose is minimal.
The question I'm asking does not appear to get through. You're holding markets in an area between Bridge Street and Maitland Street, which will attract additional parking, additional people. Where is the proposed that parking will be? I have a question for that, because it will obviously be, in my view, on the western side, which impacts directly on my property. That's the reason I'm asking.
Mr. Mayor, through the chair, and it's anticipated just existing parking within the township area would be used.
Okay. Right. The other 2 questions are clarification of point 8 in the report. What permanent works and focus of trialling changes that relocate workspace are planned for within the scope?
Mr. Mayor, sorry, could you just clarify paragraph 8? What's the question again, sorry?
8B says, consider adjusting your scope to de-emphasise permanent works and focus on trialling changes that relocate road space.
Yes, so the original proposal was significantly larger in the EOI document, and we were looking to see what renewal type works could be done, like enhancing footpath finishes and up and down the whole a much greater extent. So that's where the state government came back and said, no, your focus needs to be on trialling changes. And whilst they've said to reallocate road space, we're proposing that our trial would only, the only reallocation of road space would be that small portion of Hill Street for a market trial, and that the only other elements in terms of pathlets would be on the footpath, not the road. So I think this is where we would come at this differently to what a metro or a city application, yep, in the same pool, where they might be actually,
okay,
you know, closing whole laneways or things like that. So it's a bit different for us, I think.
And my last question is in relation to 8D. Consider treatments to side streets to provide pedestrian priority. Has there been any, that's, and they suggest pedestrian crossings, has there been any consideration, or is there to be consideration within this report?
Mr. Mayor, through the Chair, in our original EOI, we did have a look at the colonnade that joins to the back car park as to whether council would want to see whether we could do anything in that space to improve its use. We have, I guess, in terms of scaling this back and being mindful of the total cost, we've pulled back from that, but that's something council could have, okay, a bit more to think about today if they wanted to see whether we could enhance,
okay,
that space.
Mr. Mayor, I have had sufficient information. I determine that my matter is of significant non-pecuniary conflict of interest, and I will leave the meeting. Can you pass that?
Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor O'Connor. Councillor Crouch, you had a question?
I have a couple of questions. The first is it an all or nothing exercise? Can we cherry pick from what the council's put in front of us, or do we have to accept the whole package or nothing? Sorry.
Mr. Mayor, through the Chair, this is very much in council's hands. We've just worked through the process and have a start point here before you. I mean, my first advice, overriding advice, would have to be in our current financial situation not to undertake works that are upgrade new works. However, all of these things are a balancing activity, which is really for the council to debate today. And yes, you can, you know, you've seen the EOI, you've seen the feedback, you've certainly can, in your deliberations today, further scale, change, add. But what we'll need today is a decision either to not put an application in, or if we are to put an application in, we'll need clarity about what that scope is to be. Thank you.
Councillors, I'm going to, before we actually move or don't move, whatever motions, I'm going to ask everybody to feel free to have it. So I'm going to go around the chamber and ask people for comments, ask questions. So, Councillor Toomey, you have a question?
I apologise, Mr. Mayor. I just wanted to ask a similar question because I want to be clear about my position. Hearing the description from the manager of planning, I had really looked at this very much as asset purchases. And although I don't run markets, I recognise that people might perceive that an annual expo has some overlap with markets. It doesn't, so I will not declare on that basis anyway, but I want to state that up front. But I recognise that I have a six-month lease in the main street. It's not likely that that's going to be extended, although I would like it to be. I'll be honest about that too, of course. It looks like my next move will be outside the main street. So I don't consider myself to have a conflict of interest any more than if we were voting on rates. So that's how I see this. What I did want to say, though, and I'm happy to leave the room after I make this statement, I believe if there's any infrastructure that we are purchasing it for them for a main street, it should be for Bundara. So I guess because I wanted to move that alternate approach to thinking about this, I wanted to make that statement. I think that's all. I think what I'd like to do is declare that I don't feel I have an interest in this any greater or any lesser than any other councillor in the room. But my view actually is that we should not be doing anything in Yarrala. We should be doing something in Bundarra, who have, as a previous councillor, I'm aware, been crying out for something in their main street anyway. But as a councillor, I guess my first view of this was as new assets that we need to work out how we're going to maintain, rather than just the specific items that we might have had on this list. So I hope, Mr. Mayor, if that's acceptable to you, that's the way I plan to manage it.
Councillor Petrov, you wish to make a comment?
Yeah, I would like to ask a question, and the basis for this question is that in all the time I've been here, the history of outdoor markets has been in Salisbury Street, and between Queen Street and Bridge Street. There is a park there that is soon to be remodelled and beautified. There are toilet facilities there. There is less traffic there. There's, having worked in the Yarrala Medical Centre for 21 years, I'm very aware of how much traffic, especially heavy traffic, goes up Hill Street. That traffic won't go down Queen Street because there's a causeway and they've got to get around that corner. They go that way to get onto the Walker Road. So there is less traffic that you are going to be managing if they're back in Salisbury Street. So I'm just wondering why the venue has been changed. Oh, sorry.
Mr. Mayor, through the chair, certainly that was a proposal in the initial EOI, and that certainly is an option for council. There, I think, are mixed views regarding the two different locations. The overriding sense from the business input was that Hill Street was a little bit more central to the pedestrian flow, but there is absolutely merit in the Salisbury Street option. We certainly, from a staff point of view, tossed up, do we put both to council? I think this is a matter for council to decide today, certainly.
Councillor Doran.
I've got quite a bit I want to articulate on this, so I'll try to keep it as succinct as I can. My first response was, why are we not considering Bundarra? I think that given all the, I'll call them issues, but that's probably not the case, given the situation with the sewer and whatnot in Bundarra, I think that we really would be a great thing for council to be doing something really positive and proactive in Bundarra. So I'd like to see, and especially as a trial, it just sort of makes sense. We've already got a half trial happening in Yarrala now with seating in the on the footpath in the paved area. It's already a bit of a trial, I reckon, happening in Yarrala now, whereas there's nothing in Bundarra, and I think that Bundarra seems like the obvious place for this to have some money go into it in a Streets of Shared Spaces program. So that's one thing I want to say. The other thing I want to say is that I'm a Moree girl. So Moree has a huge, wide main street, heaps of trucks, same situation, I say, as we've got here in Yarrala. So Moree diverted their trucks. They've got a massive detour. No trucks go down the main street anymore. They've taken in the car park areas, so now it's just parallel parking, not the 45 degree or whatever it used to be, I'm not sure. So they've taken up car parking spaces. They've got beautiful, you know, if anyone's seen it, beautiful awnings and arbors where plants are growing, and they've really softened. And plus water, Moree's got the artesian basins. They don't have a water issue, so they can make, they can use their green spaces really well because they've got so much water. So Moree, I feel, has done it brilliantly well, and in fact Tamworth has as well, not that they'd had trucks in their main street, but Moree, I think, is very similar to our situation here. We're not planning on diverting the traffic, so the trucks fly. We've got a hill, which is different to Moree, so at least in Moree they were only doing 50 or 60. In our main street, as we all know, they do go quickly to get up the hill. They're decelerating coming down the hill. it's just, like, I would love to see something happen in the main street, but I don't know that this is the answer. I don't think that this is really the right thing. I have had feedback from one business, and that was the pie mechanic, who said that they had been approached by council staff and that they were interested to see if anything was going to happen and supportive of it. But their seating is pretty limited out the front of their shop. Their shop's only really small, like, I kind of get it. Michael's Cafe's got a beautiful big garden and big space area. I don't know if he really needs extra parklet seating out the front. I don't know how that would happen with brewery, with alcohol. Like, I just don't know how that works. You'd have to have guardrails, I imagine, how that works with their RSA. I'm just not really sure. Yeah, I just don't know that this proposal is really right, the right fit for our town. And I think it'd be better, we'd be better placed to put our money into Bundara at this stage, I feel.
Thank you, Councillor Doran. Wendy, can we note Councillor Burrows, 9:25? So, thank you. Councillor Bower.
You said that with meaning, Mr. Mayor. There's a couple of things I have trouble with here, and I'm sure it'll be explained. I can't comprehend the ongoing 15% per annum on this funding. I'll have to close that off. And just bear with me, I'll shut that up. That's initially, and then I know we got funding and it will be spent, whether it's in Yarralla or Bundara. I agree with most of what has been said so far. I would really look into Bundara, from my point of view, because we are already upgrading parks, and I think it's a good thing what I've seen. We went to the meeting up here, all of us did, I think, and I think you're on the right track there, and it's looking really good, and you've got good funding for that, as long as it's spent in the right direction. I'm looking at that again. But I just have a question. I don't know, you said you communicated with the shop owners or whatever. Did you canvass every shop owner in Yarralla? Because I've been talking to a couple of them and they're on the nose a little bit about this, so I think it's a very touchy subject. But I realise the funding should be spent and will be spent, I think. It depends on the council. And I'll support the Bundara issue at the moment. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Bower, can I just confirm just the three businesses that were mentioned, the brewery, the pie mechanic and Michael's Cafe? Were there any others contacted?
Yeah, we spoke to a number of others. We didn't get to every single shop owner. The alternate route, for example, they're fairly happy with the setup they've got going as is. And those that had sort of quite substantial awnings seemed sort of in less need. As we mentioned earlier, look, really, that the parklet idea, each business could initiate of their own recourse at any rate. Yes, certainly spoke to Melrose and the tuck-in takeaway as well. The brewery licensing, they would need to apply for a liquor license. But the state government certainly has in recent times been trying to remove red tape to make it easier for outdoor liquor licenses. Again, for that reason, they're trying to encourage people to be spaced out and using outdoor spaces. But that would be a process that business owner would need to go through.
Thank you. Councillor Burrows, what we're doing now before we actually move any motion or discussion is invite each of the councillors to make comment. Councillor O'Connor has declared non-pecuniary significant interest and has left the meeting. So I'll ask Councillor McMullen, and then I'll give you an opportunity once that's completed. So Councillor McMullen, if you wish to make comment.
As has been pointed out, I have a concern with the $15,000 maintenance problem, as has been expressed in a number of meetings. Doesn't matter what we apply a grant for, we are bound to look after it ourselves, and that comes out of our budget. And I think we need to really consider where we're going to get these upkeep funds from, not only for this projection or proposal, but for projects that we already have. And at this point in time, I'm not keen on the thing proceeding in any way, shape or form until we can identify where we're going to spend the money from. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor McMillan. Councillor Burrows.
My apologies for being late. I agree. I think that the 15% seems high. I am concerned, and I'm sorry if this has all been spoken of before, I'm concerned with not enough consultation. From what I've heard, people don't want anything actually on the road. They want, if it's going to be anywhere, they want it on the footpaths. In my personal opinion, and that I've heard from others as well, is that a lot of this money would be better spent on, if we're going to do it, on upgrading what's there rather than putting new things in. The street at the moment looks pretty shoddy in some places. That's about all I've got. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, councillors. I'm happy to give sort of one last chance and then we'll look to somebody to move something. Councillor Toomey.
I wondered if I could speak to why I believe if we spend it, we spend it in Bundarra, but at the first instance, we need to understand where the money comes from for the maintenance. So I guess I really share that concern. That's where my first red flag was the maintenance money and what we would not do if we're going to do this. But I'm well aware of the enormous value economically for Bundarra of the road to Copeton and the need to help support them, what council's infrastructure, support the appeal of stopping in Bundarra on the way, and not just to Copeton, but that's one of the things when you're on holidays that you do look and you're happy to stop. And I think that's something that we really need to support Bundarra on capitalising on. So that's the reason I really want to stay and make those comments, because I feel really aware of their need. They have made that clear to the previous council, and that the new infrastructure for them would actually be very valuable. They do have some really significant issues in footpaths that I know they've raised with the previous council. But I just have been, particularly aware in the last few months as the summer traffic goes through, how important that is also for them to have the appeal for people to stop. But overriding all of that, we really have to be clear about where the money's going to come from. What are we not doing? And it can't be just we're going to raise fees at the pool or we're going to stop doing something at the Vic. Or it's got to be something that we actually can, as a council, agree to today, because if this is the time to make the vote, then that's what we need to be able to do.
Mr. Mayor, through the chair, if I could just cover off on the financial side. And this is probably worth, for the new councils in particular, the reason we're having this extraordinary meeting is council made the a clear decision about a year or so ago to say it's really important we have this debate before we even apply for the grant because of these ongoing operating costs. And the bottom line is there is no new money to cover the maintenance for anything new. And there will always be, so we are now making sure we model that, so we estimate depreciation and maintenance costs. We have a process we go through to work that out. And there is no new money to cover that additional operating cost. So unfortunately, that is why our first recommendation has to actually be don't apply for the grant, and that's really why we're here this morning. And as has been mentioned, things like pathlets, the shop owners could initiate themselves. There are probably other grant opportunities. I don't know, the government is trying to support and stimulate business. Maybe instead we should be encouraging the business owners in Bundarra to put in for their own grant to put some planter boxes out the front and some outdoor seating rather than it being a council application. So that's sort of the hard fiscal reality of this consideration this morning. I guess your second consideration, if you do want to do something, I think I need to emphasise too, this is not a done deal. This is just about applying. It doesn't necessarily mean we get the funding, unlike some grants where we know, look, you're allocated this amount. This is not one of those. So your second option would be to put, say, look, staff, we want you to achieve this type of outcome within this sort of quantum. we'll work out what could be achieved within that amount. We'll put something in. That's your other option, I think, from what I'm hearing you discuss this morning.
Councillor McMullen.
I concur that Bundarra needs a lift. I also recognise that we once upon a time established blisters in our main street, and for a while they were beautifully maintained by the business owners. Changes of ownership and changes of lessees has resulted in those blisters being slowly but surely not attractive. Now, I agree with the General Manager that Bundarra can perhaps apply for its own grant, but that's a big ask, and I'd like to see that we as a council can recommend that some of our staff work with the business houses in Bundarra specifically to help them apply for grants instead of leaving them out in the open. Thank you.
Councillor Doran.
I'd like to understand really where the $15,000 maintenance costs are going to go. So if we're going to, say in Bundarra, if we're going to fix up the pavement that's all crumbling and falling apart, and if we were going to do, you know, infrastructure type works, well, presumably that's not really going to need too much maintenance. So the maintenance would be for plants, so to keep trees alive, I presume, and if there were planter boxes, is that, like, I'm just looking at the budget list of things. So it's the plants look like they're the only thing that would actually require maintenance. So perhaps we could talk with the business owners or the community groups in Bundarra to see if they would be prepared to help with that maintenance and watering, if that's the case.
Thank you. I think Councillor Doran raises an interesting question, that we could actually find works that actually save us maintenance costs rather than increase them. So, and even on that list, and clearly Bundarra, if the footpaths were part of it, they cost us more money now to maintain than they would if they were properly constructed on that eastern side. So I think there's the value in that. They don't, just on Councillor McMullen, they don't need to raise separate grant application. That can be done out of this one, and just, but you can't do two towns, so you can only do Bundarra or Yarralla. It's not a, they don't have to put in a separate grant application as I understand it, but again, go back to the point that it's only submission at this stage, it's not a guaranteed. Is there any other councillors that want to speak to Councillor Burrows?
I'd like to back that. I'm sorry, I just had to ask. I like the idea of spending all the money in Bundarra. I think that if we can use the money to do projects that are long-term and cost less money for upkeep, like pavements, like fixing all those things, then it won't be anywhere near 15%.
Mr. Mayor, through the chair, certainly when we put the original scope together, that we are always looking for what could we, how could we use this grant money for renewal? And when we ask for renewal grants, we've pretty much got the operating costs already in the budget. However, the feedback from the grant funding partner was they basically were onto us. No, the purpose of this grant is to trial activation type activities. They specifically said, you know, we're not going to fund you for renewing your footpath. That's something you should already be covering. So certainly we understand that is what we're always looking for as well, but on this occasion that is not going to be successful. Can I just check, Mr. Mayor, with the Direct Infrastructure if you had any, or the CFO if they had any additional comments to help with understanding those cost aspects?
Yeah, so just in terms of the annual costs of $15,000, there's an element of that that is, of course, depreciation that needs to be recognised because it's new stuff. But as the General Manager was saying, that to qualify for the grant, the projects specifically are about kind of temporary infrastructure that energises those street spaces for those sorts of nighttime activities. It's not renewal of your existing crumbling pavements or whatever. The advice also back from the department was that because there were two projects nominated, they recommended we only use one, and Urella was their preferred option. I think that's in the report there.
Okay, councillors, before I ask for somebody to move a motion for us to debate, I'll remind councillors that if we chose to do something completely different, then obviously that will reduce the opportunity for us to get the funding. However, that may be what, you know, council's either or. If we don't get that, well then fine, we don't get the funding. So that's still an option, but we need to be aware that that's the risk involved. So could I ask if the councillor wishes to move a motion for us to debate, or and I'll then seek a seconder. So please, Councillor Crouch.
I'm happy to move staff's recommendation that at this stage we don't proceed with the grant.
Thank you, councillors. We've got a seconder. Councillor McMullen. Anybody wish to speak against that motion? Councillor Doran.
I just feel I don't have the knowledge on how to proceed, because I would like to put forward that we look to fund a trial, whatever this is, at Bundara, and it's not on the table. So I'd like to understand how, if I'd like some guidance on how to put that forward, please.
If you mute, please, Councillor Doran, sorry. Basically, you can put up a foreshadowed motion that council looks to do the same process in Bundara, so we might work on the wording of it, but we'll wait to see whether the motion of Councillor Crouch and Councillor McMullen. Is there anybody who wishes to speak for the motion? Councillor Toomey? I'll get back to you.
I think this is the only way we can go forward at the moment, given the timeframes. And I think partly that is because of the lack of conversation with both Urella and Bundara communities, to be completely honest. That's where we need to know what kind of activation concept would have worked in Bundara. I'm well aware they've been trying to run events. I'm well aware they've been trying to run things at the back of the pub or in parkland, and of their hard work just as a community to draw people to stop as they travel through. Their tourism dollar impact for them is extremely powerful. We are very fortunate, I think, in Urella, in that we have everyone has to drive through, traveller or no. It's very different there, and we need to recognise that in the way we manage these challenges. I'd like to see us vote not to do this now, but to, so I support the motion as it's written, but I'd like us as a councillor group to see if we can't organise to go and have a public meeting at Bundara, a public meeting in Urella, to talk about what people do and really don't want in their main street, so we can have it either ready to go or just not ready to go, knowing what people do and don't want either way, and be ready to revisit it should funding become available. If it's another 2 or 3 years, things will have changed. But the lack of understanding before we come to this point is the ultimate stumbling block we're facing now, hand in hand with the fact that we don't really have the money to maintain new assets, and I'm not interested in anyone, state, federal or otherwise, telling me that we can only have new assets when that's not what we need. So that's something that I'm quite annoyed that we can't say, well, actually, really good quality pavement that's actually even and people don't fall over, that we have never had the funds to upgrade in any area of our community, is not something we can do. I find that hard to accept, that that's actually their final position, if they knew that what we were doing would actually be the activation that they're actually trying to achieve. So to me, this is the only way forward. I think this is the only way we can go at the moment. But I'd like to see us as a councillor group, and I mean this for the councillors in the room, go forward to have some conversations with the community about what they're actually looking for in those areas and what would help them have that economic benefit that this is actually intended to do, but for whatever reason we're not in a position to deliver.
Thank you. Does anybody else wish to speak against the motion as it stands? All right, Councillor Doran, I will give you one more go and then I'll go back to Councillor Crouch, who can to the last stage. So, Councillor Doran, please. Councillor Doran, can you please, we need to get everything in the room. We've had a good time at this and it's...
Well, I really want to understand why, like, where's the plan for Bundarra? Like, I feel like we've only got half the information, and I completely agree with Councillor Toomey that clearly there hasn't been good communication with either communities, and it could be really a significant change for Bundarra especially, and it could also have been a significant... I just feel like we've really missed the boat on this, and if, you know, everyone's saying, oh, it's been before council for 12 months or something, well, where's the engagement with the community? Like, I just feel like this is a real shame, and it's going to go on the record that we're not going to do it, and the communities are all going to go, oh, well, that's a great new council. Look, they haven't even, you know, started on the right foot by doing something proactive for their communities, and I'm really disappointed.
Thank you, Councillor Doran. Councillor Crouch, to close the debate, and then I'll put the motion.
All right. First, I'd like to thank staff for the effort they've put in to get this to this stage. I realise it does take a lot of work. I don't feel that the project itself, the grant funding, the guidelines, are a good fit to Yooralla and what we need. Our main street is invigorated. We've got some active cafes there. That have seating out in the footpaths at the moment, which is largely what this grant's about. Only it's about taking up road space to put more seating out there. The talking I've done is people want to preserve the parking. They don't want the parks to be occupied by tables. And that's the key factor to it. In terms of the market space, I guess the business chamber last Christmas initially proposed to have that section of Hill Street for the market. They then held a market in the park that went off very well. And so they're thinking more down this end near the toilets was a better spot for the markets than what that would have been. But again, I'm not speaking on behalf of the business chamber. I'm just speaking on what I've heard around. So I think at this stage, rather than put something in place, and I don't want to detract from Bundarra at all, but there's 3 days to put this grant in. There's not time to consult, not time to at this stage, to develop what's needed to be developed. And I think rather than going off half-cocked, we're better off not going at all.
Thank you, Councillor Crouch. The motion before us is that Council note the estimated ongoing operational costs of the proposed grant application of $15,000 per annum plus indexation and resolve not to apply for the grant. I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Thank you. Let me read. I'll leave your hands up for a sec because I actually need to read them into the minutes. So, Councillor Crouch, Councillor Petrov, Councillor Burrows, Councillor Toomey, Councillor Doran, Councillor McMullen, those opposed? Councillor Bower, I declare the motion carried. Thank you. I'll vote for the motion. We're now going to close this meeting. So if we can have somebody move that we close the meeting. Councillor Bower, Councillor Burrows.
Actually, don't need a motion for that, Mr. Mayor. You all just right. Declare that from the chair.
All right, thank you, councillors.